Thank you so much, Gonga. That was exquisite. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. I think I see quite a few new faces, but I'm not sure. Anyway, if you're new, very welcome. It's actually the last meeting until September. So it's always a little sweet flavor to that last meeting. And it's just lovely to see some of you that I haven't seen in a while. So thanks, Ganga. Ganga, I was just singing and listening and thinking, why don't you just sing the whole time? But I'll guide a little meditation and Ganga will sing again and there'll be a little time for conversation. Words feel sort of second-class citizens after your chance, Ganga. Could you speak up, says some, yes, I can, and I will put my mic up a bit. Okay. Is that better? Is that okay? Can you hear me? Okay. So make yourselves comfortable and then simply close your eyes. I'm just going to mute everyone. Okay. Welcome into the shrine. Yeah, and I was, you know, sometimes before these meditations, I think, well, I have nothing to say. I've been scrambling around all day because I have to travel soon and I've been busy and I've been slightly anxious and all sorts of different layers. And then I think, oh my God, I have to sit down and say something. And then I realized that, no, I don't. I don't have to do any of that. I just have to sit down and sit with you all in the shrine. And the simple fact of being in the shrine, I don't know. It feels to me it's just an innocent, magical power that when we gather like that around the truth, around what we hold dear, and yet what we are so quick to ignore. Well, when we gather around it, it's right there for us. We don't have to sort of adopt a posture, a spiritual posture. Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. And when we're outside the shrine, I suppose that we carry our inner shrine. We bring our inner shrine to the outer shrine. We put it on the altar, each one of our little shrines, and we cherish our inner shrines. We feed our inner shrines. We wash our inner shrines in the pure source. And I guess then we're outside again, and when we feel like I did today, flustered and anxious or whatever, well, we don't have to worry because there is an inner shrine not too far away, probably in our hearts. That's the most obvious place. Sometimes in order to reach our inner shrine, and by that I mean our feeling for God or our feeling for love, our feeling for the sacred, and sometimes in order to touch that or smell that, we have to go through the place that we'd rather not go through, that's actually the portal, right? I know you all know this. We just have to go through that seemingly unbearable landscape. Which often is a state of the body, mind, and particularly the body. A place of resistance. But because we're willing to go through it, we're willing to approach it, whatever it may be. It's, you know, we have a range of difficulties. And so because we're willing to approach the raw experience of it, sometimes, not always, sometimes we're not willing, we simply cannot, but at some point we can. Why? I don't know why. I think it's called grace. In that moment, we come close to the unbearable. Without wanting it to be any different than it is. In fact, we come closer, but then we offer ourselves to it, whatever it is. We tell it, you can take me. We tell the sadness, we tell the agitation, the fear. You can take me, you can use me. You are welcome. And that is an act of love. And that is enough. The act of love echoes. Throughout your heart, your mind, your body. And you know, in a way, we can't do any of this. I think I'm describing something that I think have all experienced. And sometimes here in the guided meditation, it's as if I was pointing to the possibility that we can do that, that we can welcome our resistance, that we can welcome our suffering. But it's not something we can do out of that willful commonly sort of known doership. Isn't that a relief as well? Not for the mind, not for the doer, but for you, for I. I mean, we can do something which is more like asking God to come. That we can do. when we feel lost or when we are suffering. We can be like a child calling his mother or his father or his dog or whatever. Anyway, just welcome what's here without making any effort. And in particular, welcome your body. Saying to your body, welcome, body. We are in the shrine, and here we make no demands upon you. You get to be natural. And you tell your body the ground upon which you rest is soft in the shrine. It's dark and soft. And so you can release whatever you're holding, if you like, only if you like. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet, I mean your calves, your sit bones. The base of your pelvis, the perineum, relaxing. And your arms flowing down. Because in the shrine, the law of gravity becomes the law of love. And so the body can be laid to rest. And you say, what else can you say? You can say many loving things to your body when you're in the shrine. You can say, welcome breath. And then you just feel the breath. Because if you're going to welcome the breath, then you got to feel the breath. Without any hidden agendas. Welcoming, hearing, tasting the breath. Without too many thoughts about the breath. Hello, breath, and you can say, you know breath, and in fact, you know body. When you're in the shrine, you are in a place of pure openness. Pure safety, friendliness. You just murmur that to the body, intimately, to the sensations of your body, like a lover would whisper to his, her beloved, to encourage them to surrender into an embrace. And here we whisper to our bodies to our sensations, to our breath, to our skin. To the layers. We whisper as if we were their lover. You can come into this embrace. And we let the body do as it pleases, and we feel that rather than I live in a body that needs to perform on behalf of myself, we feel rather body dancing in me, the invisible lover. And maybe the body's not dancing, by the way. It might be aching, like an old body, tired body. But still, it's in the embrace. And not just the body, by the way, the sound of this voice, the thoughts that come and go, the sounds, whatever is experienced in a way is our body. Because it's perceived. It's creation. It's what I, awareness, am when I move. So we tell our body and our thoughts and everything we tell, but now we're focusing more on the body. We tell the body, you are connected with all of creation. You're not a fragment. But that might be a bit too intellectual for the body. So let's just feel that. For example, feel the absence of a border. Let yourself feel that. In all directions, just begin with the front of your body and just feel the absence of a border. Just give it a go. Feel that the space inside the body and outside the body are intimately connected in front. It's a love affair. Your belly space, your torso, your throat, your face, inside, outside. As if there was a big hug going on in the space in front. Huge hug. And now it's the back space. Just let yourself feel the absence of a border in the back. It's already a fact, so you try not to strain, just allow the love. The love to permeate the back of the body, the back of the head, the neck, the width and length of the back, with the space beyond. Make sure you breathe, the breath is helping. And now the left side, feel the absence of a border on the left side. There may be tingling sensations. The skin very alive, the temperature. Other sensations, but no border, no frontier, friendliness. And now the right side. Take time, and because you will feel resistance, but then just, I don't know, I was just feeling inside, it's like a yes saying. Yes, the body is saying yes to the space is saying yes to the body. A tactile yes. Now feel the spine, feel the verticality of the body. And don't see it, don't remember it, feel it. Feel where your sit bones rest on the ground, and feel the top of the head. Gently graze the top of the head to the ceiling. Maybe push the top of the head a little bit towards the ceiling so that the spine lengthens. And then don't push anymore, but just feel like a flame, the whole spine. Feel that you're the space, so the spine, the flame is in you. And you're not just the space, you're borderlessness. And now let the body, we're sitting, let the body move a little bit. Just let it move. See what it does. It may have a need, particular movement that it wants to explore. Just see what happens. Eyes are closed. No borders. Let the torso, the spine, the head, the arms. The hands, the breath. Just be moved. It's free. It's innocent. There's no thinking. And now very slowly, without doing it, let the movement come back to stillness, but you are just the open space. You don't have to do anything. Let the body return to you. Slowly. You're the openness, and you let the head, the spine, the arms, the torso, the legs disappear in you. Disappear, disappear, disappear. The shoulders, the hips disappear. Feel that there's always more that can disappear into the borderlessness that you are. Yes, and again, let the movement arise. Don't do it, just see what happens. It's free. There are cushion of air floating the arms up. Little angels pulling the shoulders up and around, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. You might feel currents of warm water moving the body as if it were a plant. The spine, the fingers can move, each finger, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, all the articulations, the breath, The space beyond the body, drawing the body out like a prayer, and then slowly again be the openness and let the body, like a prayer that folds back into the heart, just let the body return in you, eating the body, absorbing the body, your arms, your heart, your belly, your shape, your wave, you take it back, you're the ocean. More, your chin, back of your neck, your belly. Surrendering the body back to the openness, back to the source. And you might notice a little holding, a little grasping. A little hanging on to the body, to me the body that doesn't quite want to dissolve. Which is fine, but you know, you might shine a little light on that place. Is it in your heart area? Is it in your jaw? Is it in your forehead? Why not give it back to the openness? You won't disappear. You are the openness. Right this moment, you, the very ordinary you that is hearing these words, is the openness. The little me feeling, me the body feeling, is in you already. Now some feelings, some me feelings will not dissolve because they have been chronically reinforced for too long, and they're allowed to remain floating in love. Just let them be. Now slowly let's explore a little bit again with the body. This time the torso, it turns towards the left, very slowly, very smooth. Then let your hands rest wherever they want. And now just the head turning towards the right, like a helium balloon, it's very effortless. Don't do it, let it happen. Ooh, borderlessness, weightlessness, breath is free. Now pause, make sure there's no pushing, no exertion for the posture. The head is towards the right, the torso towards the left, the arms surrendered, top of the head towards the ceiling. And then just feel the whole posture as one cloud-like sensation. Empty it of its weight. And now the head floats back towards the left. Slowly, don't do it. Just eat the sensation. Smooth. And now torso with the head moving back. And all the way to the right. Last one to arrive gets the medal. See if you can really stay with a tactile effortlessness and don't allow the mover doer to come into the equation. The arms, the hands resting one on top of the other, that gives the arms somewhere to surrender through the palms of the hands into the thigh, the warmth of the temperature. It's all alive, intimate. Now the head floating towards the left. Empty the head. It's like a helium balloon floating, weightless. Smooth. You say to the little jerkiness, smooth, smooth. Pause. Make all the different parts of the posture into one sensation. With your feeling, and then you surrender it in all directions. Let it radiate out into the openness. Empty it of the separate self. You're the openness, you're the real self. There's no need for a separate self. And the head turns back towards the right. Sorry, Carlo, I mentioned the separate self. I know you don't like that. And then the torso back to the center. There is no separate self. It's just vocabulary. And now back to the no body. Feeding the body to the openness. And now we're going to very gently make our way to standing. Take your time, no need to open your eyes, but it's fine if you have to. And I'm going to angle my actually, I don't really need to do that since our eyes are closed, and I hope you can hear me because my mic is on the floor, but I'll try to speak up. So standing, eyes closed, find your feet, hip width apart with the feet. And first of all, just let your body move the way it wants to move. My body wants to stretch a bit and wriggle a bit. Just see what your body wants to do. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Trust your own body. It's intelligence. It might want to shake a bit. Might want to roll up and down with the spine, your hips circling, your shoulders circling. And then finding the stillness. Finding your feet. Hello, feet. Feel your heels, feel your soles, feel your toes. Those are just words. The reality of the experience is so much richer. Feel the texture of the floor. Is it wool? Is it wood? Is it concrete? Is it synthetic? Maybe you're wearing socks, maybe you're wearing shoes. What's the temperature? For no reason. Just because the body in openness. Feel your legs, your pelvis. Can you feel your pelvis, really the volume? Maybe you need to bend your knees a bit to feel your pelvis. sexual area alive. Maybe you want to inhabit your pelvis for a little bit. Make it your sort of base for a while here. Usually our base is in the head, the thinker. So make your way down from the head. Take the elevator down into your pelvis. I know it might be painful to stand like this, so bear with us. Be gentle with the pain or ache. It's okay, it's not going to kill you. Let it surface rather than resisting it. Let it come up. Let it surface into the openness. Pelvis, breath. Now feel your torso, your arms, your head, your whole body. Even if it's screaming, let it scream as loud as it wants into the openness. It's not used to being listened to, so it's complaining. Now feel your arms, let your arms be, let them float up. They're carried by cushions of air. They're just floating up into the space in front. No weight. Long fingers, you have no visual, you don't know where your arms end. Let them be long, grazing the wall in front. Now carve the space right and left. Open your arms, they're grazing the walls to the right, to the left, resting on big cushions of air, so there's no effort. And your feet are growing roots into the earth. Yes, they are. And your knees are empty, and your ankles are empty, and your hips are empty. Yes, they are. Come on. Just throw out whatever density is in there. Now turn your palms to face the center and just feel your arms floating, falling up to the ceiling. They're falling, no effort. Your knees are a little bit bent. Yes. And now the palms facing one another, coming down in front of the body until it's comfortable for the palms to join up in prayer position, slowly coming down, slowly, smooth. Resting your thumbs on your torso, prayer position, your elbows relaxed. Feel the posture, offer the posture. Breathing. Yes, and then let your arms relax back down into the dissolving posture. They disappear, and now let your torso melt into the space in front. Slowly feed your torso to the space in front. It comes down. Your arms are hanging, down. Don't be afraid. Your knees can be bent. You can rest your torso on your thighs. Let your head go. Long inhale, long exhale. Let your head go. Let your back go, your shoulders, your eyes. And now a big beach ball under the torso, inflating. It's carrying the torso back. Up vertebrae by vertebrae, no effort. Don't live in the body, live as the openness. Tasting the body, tasting the spine, the head is floating up. It's the last thing to float up. Now the arms floating up again, falling up all the way to the ceiling. Long arms, long fingers. Facing, palms facing one another. Clasping the fingers. Index towards the ceiling, thumbs towards the back. Torso turns towards the left. Don't let the doer come in. Chase it out if it comes. So stay right at the edge before the doer comes. Long inhale, long exhale. What can I empty? What can I offer to the openness? Slowly the torso turning towards the right. Don't do it, just taste it. The whole body moving, not from the shoulders. And surrender the posture to the space all around. I know there's a fire burning in the shoulders. Let it burn. It's a prayer. No psychology, just prayer. Torso back to the center. Yes. And now the arms, the hands unclasp and the wings open up right and left as the arms come down, come down, come down. Big wings, come down, come down. Ah, the breath. Back to stillness, stillness. Not the stillness of the corpse. The stillness of life. Let it live. There's nothing wrong with the stillness of the corpse, by the way, but I know that each one of our bodies is alive. One day, each one of our bodies will be a corpse. But at the moment, it's alive. In a way, it will be alive when it's a corpse too, because it will never lose its connection to the greater creation. Anyway, forget it. Forget my words. Just let your body move now. Just let the dance arise. There's no right or wrong. The eyes are closed and we are in the shrine. The shrine is wide open. And the dance, when it's in the shrine, is effortless, sacred, which doesn't mean it has to be pretty. It just is what it is, moment by moment. Let it happen. It's a dance from the heart. A dance from the fingers that are your heart, from your hands, from your arms, from your breath, from your belly, from your feet, from your legs, from your head, from your spine, from the space that is the heart. I don't know what I mean. I hope it means something. It's a dance of your sadness, of your fear, that is of the heart. Let it flow, let it go. Your feet, the earth, a rhythm may arise. A movement that is a prayer. What would that like to be moment by moment? Some prayers are calls. Some prayers are celebratory. But at some point, let the dance be taken by some invisible choreographer, so you don't have to worry about it at all. Make sure you let your breath move freely and the sounds can and you just follow or are followed. I don't really know who's who or what's what when we move the body. It doesn't matter. Just innocence. Sometimes it slows down, sometimes it goes quicker. You might want to hear the tactile vibration of the body, the energy. It has a sound sometimes. Sometimes it wants to slow right down so you can hear the movement. Yes, and then just let that fold back in its own slow time, fold it back to stillness. You are the stillness, you are the openness. Let the body come home. Still standing. Palms open, belly open, heart open, throat open, back open, back of your thighs, back of your knees open, armpits open, pores of your skin open, undefended body standing in the shrine. Shoulders open, released. Breath undefended. Feet undefended. Or at least there is an openness to being undefended with the body. Yes, and then very gently we make our way back to sitting. Take your time. Eyes are closed. I'm going to invite Ganga to come back and grace us with maybe the same chant you chanted to begin with. It was so beautiful. Or another one of your choice, Ganga. Would you be happy to? I hope so. Where is she? Is she still with us? Maybe not.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, hi. Thank you. So keep your eyes closed, everyone. We'll end the meditation with Ganga, and then we'll have a little break.
Kailas ki shakti shiva.
Shakti Shiva Shankara Ki Jai Jai Yamuna Ki Jai Jai Ganga Ki Jai Jai Yamuna
Namah.
Shankara ki jai.
We'll have 5 minutes break. I'm going to turn my video off and come back in 5 minutes. And of course, you can sit quietly in the beautiful vibration of Ganga's chant. See you very soon. Welcome back. Thank you, Ganga. Thank you, and I'm going to plug in your new app. Why don't you say? Can you say? Just say a few words.
So yeah, I'll be.
Plug yourself in.
Sorry.
Plug yourself in.
Thank you, Ellen. Yeah, it's nice to share that I'll be recording an album this summer, at the end of the summer, and it will be called Cave of the Heart. And so I'm crowdfunding to make it happen, and perhaps we could share the link in the email
I will send
after the meeting.
Exactly.
And yeah, it will be meditative chants, and this time I'll also add some like kirtan with a group, like when we sing together. And I have a friend who plays the cello. He often plays with Krishna Das. His name is Noah Hoffeld. And he will join me on some tracks. So that's really, really special.
Thank you. I'll send the crowdfunding link with the recording. It's lovely, a lovely title. The Cave of the Heart. So everybody, thank you for being here. And we just have 20 minutes, so not much time, but if anybody wants to share or, you know, ask a question, that would be fine. And leave a little time for Corinne's poem, because I know she's cooking one for us. She's sitting on it, she's laying her poem. So if you have a question, just you can unmute yourself and not just questions, if you want to share something. Don't be shy. Come on, somebody's going to say something. Claire, I'm sure you have something to say.
Well, the way you started today was absolutely perfect for me, because I have my body was having all this anxiety and anticipation of leaving for Europe.
Oh yes, soon. You're going to Europe.
And every day I look at the newspapers and they tell me I'm crazy to fly with what's going on in the world. And
you go, girl. You go, girl. Be good.
And so it's exactly what you pointed to. It was like, you know, this is what I've been doing, is, you know, having a real sense of peace around feeling clearly that I'm being called, and this is how life is moving and all that. But my body is needing some extra love and care. And that's what you gave us today. And I thank you once again. Love you.
Love you too, Claire. Well, I wish you all the best on your journey to Europe.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's very brave of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of us are in Europe and everything is fine.
Yeah, I'm in Europe too. Everything's fine.
Yay.
Hi, Ellen.
Who's talking? Is that Lane?
Yeah.
Hi, Lane. Long time no see. Hi.
Long time, I know. And it's so, I feel so, how much I've missed just being in this energy that you create. I don't know. And I'm also heading to Europe in a week, to Portugal. And it's the same thing. It's fires and heat.
Mm-hmm.
Without realizing it, what Claire said struck me, that there's this background anxiety about what, and I have a number of friends that have had COVID, and as many of us have. So I think it's, it just was like a relief to be in what you just created. And
with Ganga, by the way, because.
Yeah, that too, absolutely, with Ganga. Oh my God. So I'm just so appreciative. I mean, thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. It's nice. I agree. I mean, I feel the same. You know, sometimes I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to say? And then I'm like, I just show up and it's just this convergence. And I think we need to do it a lot these days because it is a mad old world out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Len. But it isn't, I just gonna want to rectify, it's a mad old world out there, but it's still God's world. So even in the midst of the madness, so we never lost. It's not possible. Go ahead, whoever that was that chirped in. Hi, Gaia.
Hi, first a practical question. You know, Tuesday is the only time we can, in the Americas, we can, in the North America, we can easily come with and be with you. So I thought that when one of our gatherings was canceled recently, I thought you said that there will be an extra one. Will there be an extra one?
No, I added one, which was also canceled. There were two that were canceled, but one of the ones that was canceled was the added one. So I really apologize, Gaia. Did you actually make a payment for an extra one?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The payment doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the payments are always refunded. And I think I, you know, anyway, but so if you have a query about that, don't hesitate. And otherwise, come back in September. We will be resuming in September. But now I take a break for a month also to travel to go see my mother and things like that.
And so that was my, it's not about the money, it's about just the extra wanted to sneak in.
I know.
And the other question is, so on a DIY level, I guess, DIY level, when we freak out, you know, you poetically called it when we get lost. But to me, it's freaking out for the most part. What do you do? What do you recommend us to do? In the meditation, you said something about calling for God, but also feels always something happens on the nervous level, on nervous system level. What are your tools? What's in your toolbox?
Well, I think if you're lucky enough in the midst of a freak out that you can be invited to pause, to stop, to slow down, and to feel safe enough. So if you can create a space, if you can feel a sense of being called to a safe space, which can be just stopping, sitting, and doing nothing, Gaia, just welcoming what's here without the idea that it should go away, which is usually what, you know, usually we have this agenda. I'm going to welcome my, you know, my freak out so it can get the hell out of there. So that's not so. And if that's the case, then at some point that gets seen as well. But, you know, in a way, the recommendation is so simple. I don't have any big old tools in my toolbox. That's the main thing is to. That's why I say first, sometimes it can first come in the form of a prayer, because we are not able to stop and we are really suffering. And the first thing we can do is call, you know, like a child would call for her mother. Crawl back to the shrine, you know, really like find your way back to a sense of whatever you like to call it, God, the sacred, the mother. Otherwise, if we don't have that feeling, we're going to be in a doer thing, like I want to feel better, and there's nothing wrong with that. That could also be a pathway, for example, to do some kind of breathing relaxation technique. That can help too, and that can help soften your nervous relax your nervous system to a place where then you can see clearly. It's all grace anyway, because in the end, we don't do any of it. We, as a separate self, we can't do it. There is no separate self, so there's nothing to be done. But follow your heart, I think. Follow your impulse towards help, towards relief, but with the sacred in your heart too, you know? And of course, the body is always one step closer to the now than our beliefs in the mind. Although we do have beliefs that are also in the body, sort of tactile feelings of being separate and disconnected. But it's always good to come back to the felt sense. And this so-called freak out, when it's welcomed on the tactile level and you remove the label, what is it? Let it fill you, let it take you, let it be experienced. And sure enough, you'll find that it's completely doable, because what you truly are can experience the whole range of experiences. There's no problem really in the now. In the now, there is never a problem. It's for the separate self, for the me, the person, that there are many, many problems. And I don't mean to sort of discard that, but so we have to sort of find our way back to the now, to the shrine, to the, don't know. And sometimes it's easier to do that together somehow, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. I was just communicating with a friend. Not that I have a lack of my own freak out, but I was just communicating also with a friend who is having his own freak out, and it was just, especially from the outside, it's especially so obvious when, and it's almost like no matter what I say, nothing seems to be helpful. And of course I want to help.
Well, the first thing to say sometimes is you're freaking out. Oh, you're freaking out. You know, just, oh, yeah, you're freaking out. Tell me about the freak out, you know. We need to be allowed to freak out, you know, that's happening. And once that allowing first needs to happen, freaking out.
I just find that there is a fine line between allowing to be freaked out, or for someone else to freak out and be consumed by it.
Well, that's right. That's right. But don't have too many ideas, because if you're a truth lover, you don't want to be consumed by your freak out. You'll figure it out. And for your friend too. So, you know, because if you come like, okay, I can allow a little bit of freak out, but not too much, because I might, you know, get consumed by it. That might be just another version of some kind of spiritual egoic endeavor to not get consumed by my. So we all have to find, it's like a sort of balancing act between this human experience, which is here. There's no denying it. There is an human experience, which sometimes includes suffering, and we don't want to get lost in it, because then we've bought into the belief of being a fragment, of being this. But we do have to acknowledge that it's true of each one of us, and it must be natural. But then we can also connect, obviously, with the place that is free of suffering, which is not a place. But so you're right on. It's really a dance in a way.
You know, I believe that it seems that our suffering does want validation, like it wants to be, but at the same time,
it wants what? What was the word you used?
Validation. It needs to be validated, or that it's there, that it's heard, that it's seen.
Of course it does, because it is here. And of course, from the non-dual point of view, we think, well, we mustn't validate the suffering, because then we're validating the sufferer, and the sufferer does not exist, blah, 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 blah. Well, that becomes obvious in due course. Like, first you welcome the suffering and the sufferer, because there is seemingly a sufferer. And then as the suffering sufferer is welcomed, there's a relaxation. And now we can look at, I don't know, now it's another, now we're in another dimension. But so if you're a so-called truth lover, I mean, if you in your heart know that there is There is no separate self. You can take as much time as you want with the suffering and the sufferer. And at some point you might say, wow, I'm really enjoying my suffering. I'm really sort of, you know, and even that, well, maybe you enjoy suffering, so go for it. At some point.
My suffering part really likes you, Ellen.
I'm not just enjoying my suffering, 24 suffer. Anyway, Gaia, well, it's a very, very good exploration that you bring up. So maybe another time we continue. Yes, Carlo, and then Coco. No, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. Is your mic, let's see. No. Sorry. Do you want to type your question in? No, it's more like a conversation. I'm a bit relieved because I get worried when you, I'm just kidding. You can ask me next when I see you. Okay. All right, well, maybe we'll switch to Corinne's poem or poems and more conversations in the fall when we come back. Go for it, Coco.
I'm so happy that I found you. I just wanted to say that me that how important it is to open to and accept and be with things as they are, really accepting them, you know, or at least, you know, opening to that possibility of accepting. But like, I'm really hot here and I haven't been feeling well, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so I've just been kind of like moaning or like whatever, like totally devoid of any energy, and so I'll say something and I'll be like, oh, I can't do this, and my husband Jim will be like, oh, well, why don't you just help lie down, and I'll say, no, don't, like, reflect back to me like my truth, like reflect my strength back to me, don't collude with my weakness. And I was thinking that it just occurred to me, well, in light of the two poems that I'm going to share, it just occurred to me. So I just wanted to say that coming here, I just feel that we do that for each other, even without speaking. And it's beautiful. And just that we do feel, I feel grateful. That's all. And Claire, I agree that there was such a sense of just care and sweetness and love, and I don't know, I'll be quiet.
No, it's nice, Coco, thank you.
I wish I could say things as I feel them, really.
Well, guess what, you do. I don't think I've met too many people that are able to say what they feel, because you speak with your words, but you speak with your body and with your intonation and with your, it's just, you do. But anyway, moving right along.
So this is the way it is, a poem by Rosemary Watula Trommer. Over and over we break open. We break and we break and we open. For a while we try to fix the vessel, as if to be broken is bad, as if with glue and tape and a steady hand, we might bring things to perfect again. As if they ever were perfect. As if to be broken is not also perfect. As if to be open is not the path toward joy. The vase that's been shattered and cracked will never hold water. Eventually it will leak. And at some point, perhaps,
we decide that we're done with picking our flowers anyway and no longer need a place to contain them. We watch them grow just as wildflowers do, unfenced, unmanaged, blossoming only when they're ready. And oh, how beautiful they are amidst the mounting pile of shards. Now that poem only, it's a good poem and I do like it, but I read that to lead to this poem from Mary Oliver. And it's called Broken Unbroken. The lonely stand in the dark corners of their hearts. I've seen them in cities and in my own neighborhood, nor could I touch them with the magic that they crave to be unbroken. Then I myself, lonely, said hello to good fortune. Someone came along and lingered, and little by little became everything that makes the difference. Oh, I wish such good luck to everyone. How beautiful it is to be unbroken. And I just wanted to say that, you know, those two poems together, like, I thought of the word broken and how when people train a pony or a horse and impose their will on it so it will obey them, they call it breaking the pony. And I thought to be unbroken is to be rewilded and renewed and brought back to ourselves, you know? And how important, like, we do that for each other in a way. Just the simple act of being with something or someone truly without imposing our will on them. And Ellen, darling, and all of us, it's what we do here, and it's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. So anyway, we become everything that makes the difference when we just, you know.
Muted, Ellen.
And we can, actually.
You're still muted.
Sorry, I was muted all along. I was just saying thank you, Corinne, and that I wanted to find out how to put a red heart to you because I don't know how to do it, but thank you so much for the way you share with us. It's really precious. Oh, look, everybody's putting a red heart. Wait, I want to make a red heart. Wait. How do I do that?
You go to reactions at the bottom, and then you just click on the red heart.
Where do I go?
At the bottom, if you scroll down, there's a button that says reactions with a smiley.
Oh, yeah. Reactions. Wait a minute. Here we go. can everybody put it on? So sweet. Anyway, well, why don't we all unmute ourselves and say goodbye and thank you. Really, thank you. Thank you, each one of you, for coming. And thank you, Coco and Ganga. And Carlo, I'm sorry you couldn't share with us your question. I hope you all come back in the fall, in September.
And there also have a retreat in August.
Oh, yeah. There's an online. Thank you, guys. Online 3-day retreat through Open Circle. So some, you know, maybe some of you will come to that. It will be in my next newsletter. And what else? Well, I wish you all well. Take good
thank
care.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Take care.
And nice travel, everybody.
Yes, nice travel, Len and Hilka. Not Hilka. I don't know about Hilka. How's your foot, Hilka?
She was pain-free today.
Oh, good, good, good.
Great
good.
To be in the shrine.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We will see you in August.
See you in August. Yeah. Okay. Bye, Sophia. Nice to see you, Sophia. I was thinking of you today, wondering, where is that girl?
So good to see you. Such a blessing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Ursi, nice to see you. And Leslie.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
And I can't say everybody's name, but especially those that I don't really know well, but thank you so much, each one of you.
Thank you, Erin.
Hi, Kyra. Bye, Kyra.
Bye, Ellen. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye, Coco. Love you. Thank you, Wanda.
Bye,
Hilka.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Ben and Co. Ben, Ron, and Eyal. Nice to see you guys in Israel.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Missed you.
Yeah. Okay, and Coco, a really, really tender hug to you.
Thank you for that poem, Coco.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
beautiful. Nice to be here till the sweet end.
Okay. I'm turning my video off, but I'll keep the meeting open.
Thank you so much, Ganga, for the beautiful music.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye.
How are things in Tuscany, Maria Luca?
It's very hot and there are fire, and that's okay. I mean, there is then come a little breeze like now and everything is okay. It was so beautiful, this meeting. And the child, wow.
Yeah.
Gaia, we are meeting almost every day. How beautiful. Yeah. I know what you were meaning about, you know, the friend and the freaking out. It was beautiful what she say. And
yeah
it's but it's a pity we are far, you know, and
exactly.
Yeah, for me, just some hug, you know, hug from friend, you know. I think
it would be so wonderful to be together in person.
Yeah, really. I don't travel no more because this body is a little bit problematic. Otherwise, I would take the train and go to Germany. Our heart is with her.
Yes. Well, you know, prayers are always good. Prayers.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I do in a form of this Reiki, you know, in a Reiki, just contact from the heart with just, there are some symbols. But then you visualize the person in your hand, and then you put in your heart, and just breathing in all her suffering and breathing out love and light.
Yes.
It is for me also meditation. It's the only thing to do, but I'm sure love will reach her.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. There is a There are no borders for that.
Yeah.
No physical borders. Mm-hmm. So that we can do.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Gaia. So we see tomorrow again because there is a Rupert.
And on Saturday, if you want to participate on Saturday,
what's going on?
Do you remember Ashil from the he participates in Rupert's webinars often. Ashil, his name is Ashil.
Achille, yeah, I don't recognize say it in any time. We say Achille. Yeah, he organized.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. On Saturday, so I will post. I will post the link again.
Ah, yeah.
So if you have, you can just log in there.
Ah, this is nice. We have another group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
What time? They?
It's a 9 o'clock Pacific. So, your time is, I don't know.
9 hours or 8 hours more.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it will be in the evening, your time in the evening, not too late. Yeah. And they listen to a part of Rupert's meditation first.
Yeah.
Not the meditation, different. Yeah. And then they have a dialogue.
Ah, you have participated already?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, nice. I remember when he asked Rupert,
so it had decided, instead of doing like physically where he lives in Canada, he decided to do it online, so that anyone could pray.
Very nice. I wonder how many Italians there are. I mean, just for once that we can talk Italian.
But you know, there are quite a few Italians. If you look, when you sign up for a webinar with Rupert, you can look list of participants, and there are quite from Italy.
Oh yeah, I know there is Esther. And I don't know this Carlo that was present, if he's Italian, but I have the feeling it's not, we are all the same, but just once for the sake of speaking in Italian, you know.
Yes.
Fluent. Yeah.
You can always start your own group, Italian.
I am so... unawakened, so unconscious, and so in the head that you cannot imagine.
Stop you right there. That's how we see you.
What did you say?
We see pure heart.
Oh, Amore, thank you. Thank you. You see only the heart, not what the mess that is around.
In this, I think all of you is a heart, pure love.
Mm. Oh, that touched me very much. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Let's not give space to the to the rest, just to the heart.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you too, Gaia. I see. and I feel so, yes, okay, we are the same. But there is, with some of us, we feel some resonance is the word. Affinity, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Maybe someday we'll just all pack up our things and come to Tuscany or to where you go next.
So I am here in the summer because I am lucky. This is the apartment, a beautiful place of a friend who is not well anymore, and the family allowed me to stay here. Usually in September, the end of September, I will go back. I am near Rome by the sea.
The sea.
Yeah.
What?
It is just 1 hour train from Rome.
Really? So you'll be there in September or in October?
In the end of September, yes. Oh. Are you coming to Europe?
Yes, I'm coming to the retreat with the Rupert. In the UK.
The one in UK, because the one in Italy has been cancelled. And I didn't have the money, but I thought if it's, because it's only 2 hours from here, I would have gone and asked money all my friends, but it has been cancelled. So you come for the one. Yeah.
Coming, but you can, you know, you can always participate in live stream to be watching live. Yes. And you can just contact Francesca O'Neill about scholarships.
Yes. Yes.
And they will give you a link without money.
Oh, this is, I participate to a couple of retreat, but this 3 days will be more expensive. I will ask. It's 1 week, isn't it?
Yes, it's a week, and there's a live stream every day, a meditation.
Yeah.
An hour and a half or 2 hours, I don't remember, and then in the afternoon a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll send you a link to where you can contact them regarding a scholarship.
Yeah. When it's going to be?
It starts on September 17th.
Uh-huh. Yes. 1 week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you managed to go there. Wow. Well, Anna also invited you in Spain.
Right.
If you want to come here, it's not really in the proximity of any big city, but
like that. I love Italy. I love Roma. I've been to Roma, I think, 4 times.
Wow.
It's very, it's just so many places that are incredible there. Yes. But also, you know, big cities are big cities.
Yes, yes.
I like.
Yeah. So you fly directly to London. From the States?
I have to make some stops to change, but yes, I'm mm-hmm. going from Nashville to, I don't remember where, either New York, I think, or Chicago somewhere, and then change planes and then fly to London.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't purchased a return ticket yet, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know whether I should stay longer in Europe or come back, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, the place where Anna lives, it's a fantastic, if you have the chance.
Really?
Yeah. Because by the time this retreat will be finished, then I go back to the place where I am. It's not really a great place, seaside. I mean, there are not... there is, yeah, I have the sea in front, but and it is beautiful, but not beaches, not
you know, nature. If there is nature, it's always beautiful.
Yes. Well, let's see what is happening. If I could travel, I would love to go. I was in Spain, but not there in where she is. This is so. I only see picture. It's a place, and then with the history behind, and my God, with the traces of the Arab were there.
Arab culture, yes. I've only been in Spain. I've only been to Barcelona.
Uh-huh. No, but there in the south, because I read so much about. And sometimes I say, if other life exists, some places really call you. There are some places where you feel you have a connection.
Yeah. And,
like I did with India, and yeah, and also with Spain, a certain place that is, they call you because there is something, a part of.
Maybe we go together and visit Anna together.
I cannot travel. I feel not so. I have a lot of energy and a lot in, you see, but the body, it's a bit crippled. But I have traveled so much. I've been so much around. I have enjoyed. So it is okay. It is okay.
Oh, no, I understand. But if you help somebody help you, can you travel?
Oh, it's complicated. I don't know. Let's leave it. Let's leave it
open.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, tesoro.
Please send the Reiki energy to and Melanie.
Yes, yes, dear.
Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.